It's really remarkable. Every crisis that America is facing now, crisis is the wrong word for it. The right word for it is consequences. They're not suffering any crises. They're suffering consequences. The consequences of their actions. The consequences of decades and decades of vicious, hostile, aggressive, predatory policies all around the world. I mean, look at what the so-called immigration crisis, migrant crisis in the United States. The same people who scream about so-called immigration problems at the border and who demonize people who are fleeing from violence and crime and poverty are the same ones who created the conditions that forced those people to flee in the first place. What's happening in Latin America, so-called Latin America, is a direct result of America's constant destabilization of that region. The U.S. government has been meddling and manipulating and brutalizing so-called Latin America and Latin American nations one by one for decades. And now they want to wash their hands of the consequences and call it a crisis. But we don't have to let them. We don't have to let them escape from the consequences and avoid responsibility for their actions. We don't have to let them. Not anymore. And that's what the Article 6 campaign is all about. I mean, let's break it down. When we're talking about the so-called migrant crisis, from the moment World War II ended, the United States has been looking south of the border in the Western Hemisphere, not to help, not to build, but to exploit, to control, to dominate. They didn't want independent nations in so-called Latin America, no. They wanted puppets. They wanted governments that would serve American corporate interests and bow to Washington's demands. So what did they do? They went into those countries with their CIA agents, their covert operations, and their dirty money, and they started to destabilize them one by one. They overthrew democratically elected leaders, democratically elected governments like in Guatemala, like in Chile. They backed brutal dictators and military juntas in places like El Salvador and Nicaragua. And when the people rose up, when the people tried to defend themselves and reclaim their rights, what did America do? Did they take the side of the people who were rebelling and revolting in the same way that the American Revolution was their own revolt against tyranny, so-called, according to the myths of American history? No. What they did was train and arm death squads to murder, torture, and terrorize anyone who dared to demand freedom and justice. The U.S. normalized violence, and they flooded that region with weapons. And they weakened state authority all across so-called Latin America so that no legitimate power could ever stand up to the violence and corruption that they had sown, that America had sown. But it didn't stop there. No, they went further. During the so-called war on drugs, the U.S. government, through its CIA, got into bed with the very drug lords and cartels that they claimed to be fighting. They did more than just turn a blind eye to the drug trade. They allowed it to grow. They helped it grow, as long as it served their political purposes. In fact, they engineered the flow of drugs into American streets. They were more concerned about controlling so-called Latin America than saving lives, than saving even the lives of their own people. But why is that? Because the neighborhoods into which in the United States that they were pumping those drugs, that they were sending those drugs, the people in those communities are members of the global majority. They're people from Latin America, so-called. They're people from Africa. They're people from Asia. They're non-white, non-Christian people. They're people from colonized countries. And believe me, when they see you in their country, when they see you on the streets of Los Angeles, or they see you on the streets of New York, or they see you on the streets of Chicago, or Dallas, or Houston, or anywhere else, when they see you on the streets of their cities, they don't see you any differently than they would see you if you were on the streets of Rio de Janeiro, or on the streets of Cartagena, or on the streets of Mexico City, or anywhere else. They see you in their country the same way that they see you in your countries of origin. In other words, as not citizens, they see you as people who are eligible for colonization and brutality and imperialism. They look at the countries that you came from that way, and they look at you the same way when you come from those countries. And what has all this done? It has empowered the cartels. It has allowed these drug lords to become the new rulers of the streets, to operate above the law, because America weakened the very governments that should have been able to protect the people. The cartels now have the weapons that the U.S. flooded into the region, and they use them to terrorize communities, to extort, to kill, and to destroy. That's an American creation. And now the people are running. They're fleeing their homes because they can't live under the brutality of the cartels. They can't live under that any longer. Could you? You know, there's these stories going around, supposedly, about Venezuelan gangs coming into Colorado and taking over apartment buildings. Obviously, all of that is exaggerated. But could anyone blame the people in those apartment buildings if they fled from those apartment buildings? If they ran away to some other neighborhood? When it happens to you, you understand it perfectly well. When it happens to you, it's a rational thing to do, to run away and to try to find safe haven somewhere else. But when these people, the people in so-called Latin America, run away from the violence and the chaos and the anarchy and the brutality that you created, that you brought into their neighborhoods, why, you're nothing but a gang that invaded their apartment complex. You're the same. And when they flee, you blame them. They're fleeing from the poverty that U.S. corporations helped to create. They're fleeing from the violence that U.S. policy normalized. And they're fleeing from the chaos that the U.S. government fed for decades. They're coming to the U.S. border not because they want to. Everyone would rather stay in their own home, but because they have no other choice. They're seeking refuge from the very system of exploitation that America set up in their countries for decades. And what does the U.S. do? They turn around and blame the victims. They militarize the border. They criminalize immigrants. They demonize the very people whose lives they helped to destroy. But let's be clear. This isn't a crisis, like I said. These are the consequences of America's actions. This wave of immigration, this violence at the border, is the result of the United States destabilizing so-called Latin America for generations. We need to stop looking at this as a so-called immigration problem. We need to see it as what it is. It's a humanitarian crisis caused by decades of American imperialism. The people fleeing to the United States are not criminals. They're survivors of a criminal system of oppression that was designed, funded, and maintained by the American government. So when they talk about building walls, when they talk about locking up families and children, when they talk about sending people back to the violence and poverty that they're escaping from, don't be fooled. This isn't about security. It's about America refusing to take responsibility for the destruction and the insecurity that they caused in Latin America. You have to stand up and call this out for what it is. You need to demand justice, not just for the immigrants at the border, but for the millions and millions of people in Latin America who have suffered under America's imperial boot for decades. Until the U.S. stops destabilizing nations, until they stop propping up corrupt regimes and training death squads, until they stop treating Latin America like their personal playground, or I should say their personal dungeon, well, this crisis will continue. And this is why we're calling for the expulsion of the United States from the United Nations, because it has been their domination of the United Nations that has enabled them to continue these vile, vicious, violent, brutal, oppressive practices throughout Latin America and throughout the rest of the world with impunity. It's only because they have put under their control the one mechanism, the one institution that has the power and has the mandate to hold them responsible and hold them accountable for their actions. It's only because they have put that mechanism and that instrument under their control that they have been able to terrorize the world with impunity. But like I said, there's no actual way for America to avoid responsibility. There's no actual way for them to avoid accountability. And there's no actual way for them to ever evade the consequences. The consequences will be visited upon you one way or another. We would like it to happen through legal mechanisms. But if you don't get America out of the UN and don't enable the institutions of international law to enforce international law and hold America legally accountable for their actions, well then, the consequences are going to be visited upon the United States in a manner similar to which their actions caused those consequences in the first place. And that's what you're seeing now.